why would I go into any day half-baked? And I wouldn't. I want to go in at my peak shape, performance, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, every day, because I can, and then create everything I possibly can from that day.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage. And have you ever considered the fact that every single day you have a fresh start at life, a fresh start at what you want to create, how you want to show up? Well, we are here today to talk on this exact topic with our wonderful guest, Helen Flueckiger, trying to get that last name correctly, who helps entrepreneurs and messengers melt barriers, move mountains, and mobilize superpowers to rise up and create all that they dream. Helen is an entrepreneur with 23 books. That's just incredible. Over a dozen number one Amazon bestsellers, over 90 songs on Spotify, and 3 times number one on the Billboard. He also hosts Your Ultimate Life podcast with over 920 episodes. Wow, what an impressive resume. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thrilled to be here with you and grateful for all that you're doing. I want to acknowledge you. A podcast is a labor of love, a lot of work. And so I honor you and I'm grateful for the work you're doing to bring value and good, cool stuff to your audience.
Thank you. It is a labor of love, and we do love it, don't we, as hosts? So tell me. So tell me, what do you consider this term that you have, daily self-creation? What does that mean to you?
Well, I say that, a daily creation process, DCP, and I use that instead of the cliche morning ritual. And the reason I do is because when we hear morning ritual, we sort of blow it off as, yeah, whatever. And the truth is, I don't know why we were created to die every night and get reborn every morning or sleep away a third of our lives or however you want to look at that. And we understand the biology of processing and everything, but we are. And so I liken it to an Olympic athlete or a performer on stage, like whoever warmed up after their event. Like we just had the Olympics a few months ago and people, you know, the warm up comes before. So my thinking about that is, why would I go into any day, which I only get once, each precious day, why would I go in half-baked? And I wouldn't. I want to go in at my peak shape, performance, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, every day, because I can, and then create everything I possibly can from that day. So that is what I mean by a daily creation process. It's an intentional set of activities to get to your peak state.
And so what are your personal daily activities?
You know, I was raised early riser, early to bed, early to rise and all that stuff, and I hated it. And I had to get up at 5 o'clock, even when I was a kid and, you know, in elementary school and pretty young and in high school and all the rest. And we had a set of things we did in the morning, and that led me to not like it very much. And so I didn't appreciate it then. But I somehow had the idea that that was the sort of right thing to do. And then you have books like The 5 a.m. Miracle. And, you know, people say these phrases like, gee, the first hour of the day sways the day and all that sort of thing. But what really sold me on this was when I realized that I don't have to create myself like somebody else says. I get to decide who I want to be in the world in general. And then the question I ask is, okay, how and what do I do to create that? So I went from hating morning rituals and thinking that I couldn't wait to just get up when I wanted and all that sort of thing, to just relishing and loving this daily creation process, so much so that I never, ever, ever skip. It's not a thing that I do sometimes and, oh, I don't have time. I never do that. And the reason is because I don't like how I feel when I don't do it. So what you ask is how I do. I use an acronym called SPEM, S-P-E-M. And it stands for spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental. I realize there's people divide life up all kinds of ways, and I arbitrarily use those four and stuffed everything into them. Like I've seen people with a 12-spoke wheel. Yeah, whatever. I use SPEM because it works. So I do a set of activities in each of those, spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental. And I have several in each category because it depends on what makes sense to me that morning, what feels like it will help me. Again, the goal is to get to my peak state of being in flow, fully focused and connected with intuition and spirit. So that's the foundation of what it works like. And I can tell you the details in a minute, but that's the foundation of what I do and how I have created that sort of morning process.
And SPEM is such a sexy word, isn't it?
Well,
I love it.
You know,
SPEM.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So spiritual to me is the foundation. I mean, we all know there's something besides our physical world and we call it different things. And sometimes we pretend it's not there. And sometimes we scream at God and wonder why everything's so screwed up. But the truth is, we know that there is something larger than us. And so to me, that's the foundation. And when I teach this to clients, I start with a very simple process. I say, use 10 minutes for each one. 10, 10, 10, 10, devote 40 minutes. Now, my own personal ritual is about 2.5 hours. And when I tell people that, they gasp and they say, I don't have that kind of time. Here's what I can promise you. You can laugh and argue if you want. It creates time. So I spend 2.5 hours and it creates 5 hours for me. And here's why. When I'm in absolute peak shape, I make better decisions. I have less hesitation. I have less redos. The intuition is clear and the day just flows like crazy in terms of whatever I'm doing, whether I'm marketing for clients, whether I'm coaching, no matter what I do. And so at the end of the day, I get twice as much done, even though I spent the 2.5 hours. So I'll give you the pieces. Go ahead. Sorry.
I love how you say that your intuition is clear because I find the same thing. I have about a 2.5 hour practice as well. And I know that one of the things that you say is clarity is key because really what can we do throughout our day if we don't have that clarity, right? If we are feeling bogged down or we are kind of caught up in other situations or mental programs, that clarity of intuition is really what I find gives us that extra time that you're speaking to because you know exactly what action is important, what things you can let go of, where you can point your attention and your energy throughout your day. Is that what you find?
100%. So I just ask the listeners to think about this. Think back to a day where you had just a fabulous day. The wind was at your back. Everything worked out well. You were clear and so forth. And then contrast that to a day where there was frustration. There were a lot of barriers. You had self-doubt. You were telling yourself stories about why you can't do this, that, and the other. And then compare the effectiveness. Like how much more did you get done in the good days than the crummy days? It's not 10 or 20%. It's like 5 times as much stuff. And you know what I'm talking about. So the question for you is, what would it be worth to you to have at your command the ability to do that on demand every day and not have it be some sort of random stuff that shows up once in a while? So that was the thing that drove me to do this. It said, now, wait a minute. If that can happen sometimes, I got to be able to do this on purpose. And that's the truth. And creating that has been the outcome of this work. So for the spiritual part, whatever your spiritual practice is, because mine lasts a long time, I have a whole host of things that I can choose from. But they might be meditation. They might be prayer. They might be some kind of sacred literature. I use a special, in addition to those, I use a special thing called a PTAC, a personal truth and commitment document that I have created over the past 10 years that represents my agreement or my constitution or my declaration to the divine about who I am. And helping people to identify and create such a thing is one of the things I do and wrote about in the last book that I published. Anyway, so spend some time getting spiritually connected. Now, I have several things that I can choose from. So my ritual is not even a ritual. It is an intentional process that I do according to intuition, that brings me to the place of pure connection with the divine. And I don't leave the S part of the ritual until I feel like I've heard the voice of God. And I feel that connected. And from that place, everything just gets better. P stands for physical. And I spent a lot of years younger doing martial arts and et cetera, et cetera. Today, I have some busted vertebrae, and so my back won't allow me to do the same kinds of stretches I used to, but I do what I can. The point is, even if you're going to work out later or go for a run or play tennis or pickleball or whatever, spend a few minutes honoring the container of your body, the vessel that allows you to participate in this life. So if it's stretching, if it's yoga, if it's, you know, calisthenics, floor ex, whatever, but spend some time waking up and honoring the body that you have. The E is emotional, and in that I cram relationships and everything else. What I do for my emotional stuff is I usually send out messages of love. So sometimes during the S part, people's names will come, or I'll open my phone not to look at anything, but I'll just thumb through WhatsApp or Messenger, and names will stick out to me. And so I'll send a message of love or kindness or encouragement. Sometimes they're clients, sometimes they're not. Sometimes it'll be messages of reconciliation or repair if I perceive that something's not right. But the point is, I am intentionally focused at a time when I am fully energized with love to create love relationships, to invite beauty and peace and harmony. And so I'll just send stuff. And I usually use voice messages because written stuff is so boring compared to the richness and the texture of a voice message. So that's E. And I, you know, my precious angel wife, who's part of the biggest transformation of my life, took place in 2007, is often the recipient of these, but it can be all kinds of people. And sometimes I'll send 10 or 15 of them, but in 10 minutes, you might send 4 or 5. Just short messages. And the more you do this, the easier it gets and the more it flows. Another thing that I do either in the S or the E part is I practice self-love. So I might look in the mirror and tell myself how much I love me or how grateful I am for being here and for doing this. Gratitude, I find, in this whole process is big. The M part is mental, and I have on my desk about 30 books in different stacks across all kinds of topics that are relevant to my life and things that I like, that I'll read 1, 2, 3, 4 chapters in complete absorption. And the idea that you can't be in 10 books at once is just not true. Your mind is certainly capable of picking up threads and threading them all together. So I do that to create mental stimulation and to activate that. So that's S-P-E-M, and that's generally what I do, although there's variations across all of it. And that's a quick overview of the process that I have lengthened now to take much, much, much longer so I can relish in it. One of the P physical parts that I just added about 4 months ago, 120 days ago, is I will take a 15-minute ice bath in the morning also after exercise because of what it does for you and all that jazz. So that's what it is, my daily creation process. And at the end of that, every day, I am on point, I am on fire, I am fully present and ready to go.
So beautiful. I have a very similar practice. And what do you find when you work with clients, when you work with people, what do you find is their main struggle with implementing a beautiful morning routine or daily self-creation for themselves?
And number one, they tell me they don't have time, which is, you can tell them it's not true, but they have to experience that. So that's why I start with 10, 10, 10, 10. And you just have to flat give it a month. You know, just this is an experiment. This is a jacket you're going to put on for a month and see if it fits. And just, and then notice the difference you have. And without fail, if they do it, they will start to notice differences, sharpened intuition, things they know, things they're inspired to do during the day or not do, that sort of stuff. So that's the time issue. The next biggest issue is it doesn't work for me. I don't like getting up early and other kinds of things like that. Okay, I believe you. That may be a statement of fact at this present moment, But if the object of engaging a coach is that you have a goal that you have not been able to achieve, and you're now committed, life and death, crawl over broken glass to get to, then adopting a new habit is required. Because if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to stay where you're at. I mean, that's sort of obvious. So empowering yourself. A lot of times people are looking for, you know, download and double click. Do this little magic thing and there's a button and you're going to get where you're going. And there's no such thing. And so I'm really clear with people about that. It's nonsense. And if that's what you're looking for, go to Staples and find the easy button. If you really want to make permanent and meaningful change, then you have to start with the only thing that matters, and that's who you're being. I got a client who bitterly complained, you keep talking about this 5D stuff, and I got 3D problems. And he's running a multimillion dollar business, and he's talking about, well, I need to go through the P&L and my cash burn rate and, you know, these different things. And I'm like, okay. And then we go through them and we talk about those things right in 3D, right down in the trenches and in the weeds. And then the question always comes up, well, I made this decision and I got this to decide and that to decide. And then I say, well, wouldn't you, how are you going to do that the best? Onboarding a new employee or changing the way you do your funnel or your marketing or closing deals. Are you going to do that best when you're in your frustrated, worrying about cash state? Or are you going to do that best, any of those activities, when you're fully present at 100%? And it doesn't take very long before we're fixing the only thing that matters, because no matter what your decisions are, if you make them in the place of power, you're all in.
Yes. I find even for myself, I've always been a morning riser, and I feel like that's a gift for myself. But even I have young kids, and my kids are only with me half of the time. And so when my kids are here, you know, I need to get up at 4:30 to do my morning routine before I need to take them to school. And I find I just feel so much better when I get up at 4:30, even versus if I let myself sleep in till 5:30. You know, there's something really beautiful. And I've always experienced this about those really early morning hours. I used to get kind of quote unquote kicked out of bed by my higher self at 3 o'clock in the morning. Go meditate, get up, go meditate. And I did this for years, and it was so precious how available the space was to connect in, to feel that love of God, where even I feel like I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it is, but later in the day, I wouldn't have that ease as much. Now I can do it any time of the day, in any moment, you know, walking down the street, having a conversation, doesn't matter. But when I was learning how to do this, those early mornings held a special vibration. Do you find that?
I do, and I love the fact that you said you can do it anytime, because that's another thing. You ask what the barriers are, and one is I don't have time, and two is it doesn't work, and that just comes with consistent practice. And the payoff is, this is just a habit. It is a muscle that you're learning to exercise, and you get good at it. And if you say to someone, gee, what would it be like if you were able to have that bang-on intuition on demand? Would that be valuable and sensible? Duh. Well, how do I do that? Well, you have to work at it. It's there. It's available. Your antenna needs to be tuned, or your rust needs to be cleaned off, or whatever metaphor you want to use. The preparation has to be there. It's always there. The divine is not saying, well, I think I'll just let you suck today. That's okay. You know, the opportunity and the pressure, like the water in a hose, it's always there. You just got to turn it on.
Yeah, it's such an important concept, because I had a client even the other day say, oh, well, you know, I can't be in that state all the time of that clarity and clear intuition. And I said, why not? Why can't you be there all the time? Why can't you have that connection? Why can't you have that clarity all the time? But it is a common perception that it happens kind of out of the blue. It happens, you know, when it happens, it's not always there. We don't always have it. We're supposed to live in confusion and, you know, resistance.
And I believe that. When people tell me that, I say, you're absolutely right. And I trust 100% that that's your experience. And now let's consider for a moment the possibility that you can learn to have it otherwise. What would that be worth? Would it be worth the effort to learn how to do that? Instead of having it be random and show up whenever, and you have to hope your paper and pencil is nearby, like, what would it be worth to you to be able to create, just like with any tools, you know, practicing anything, piano or speaking French or whatever language, and it's a matter of practice and willingness. So yeah, that's exactly right, and that's how I talk about it, is I agree, that's where you are today. And would you like to master that skill?
That's so important, to always acknowledge where we are and where we're coming from, and that we can always improve, right? Accept who we are in this moment, accept where we are, and there's always more improvement. How has, you know, this really transformed your life? I know you were talking about when you were a kid and that subtle transformation, but what have you really seen with yourself in implementing this morning routine?
I've seen that it makes my business run really well. So I'm a coach. It makes me able to get clients, like breathing. It keeps my coaching practice full. I've written a whole bunch of books, as you mentioned. It's made that very easy to do. Music that I create, a lot of it, at least the last 30 or 40 songs, are sort of message songs that are companions to some of the books and talk about things. It makes it so, for example, before recording this today, I had a 6-hour meeting where I was working with some partners, 4 partners in a business. It's, you know, $100-200 million business. And it was a partner meeting, and they had hired me some months ago to help facilitate these meetings, et cetera, et cetera. And what I found is I didn't have to do anything to prepare. Came there to be with them and listen, and was able to be there with them for 6 hours in complete peace, conduct a powerful meeting, and have them jumping up and down with excitement about what we got done by the end. And there's nothing magic about me. It's about a zillion days of conscious preparation so that I'm prepared in the moment to have no personal interest at all, but to be completely focused on the situation. So I find that is an outcome and benefit. It benefits financially and enjoy. I mean, my podcast is called Your Ultimate Life, and it's how to have a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And I mean, every day. And that's a benefit. So I live like that. And the guy you're seeing here, if you met me in the grocery store, would be the same dude.
I love how you talk about that presence, because that is invaluable, that presence. And the freedom, the stress-free, the joy, actually, that comes from just being able to show up, not having to prep or overanalyze, overstress about going into a meeting, right? Just knowing that you're already prepped, you did your routine this morning, you're set, you're connected, you're showing up as you're showing up as that channel, you're showing up as that light. That is the best version of you that could possibly come forth. That is such a state of freedom. Is it not? Is that how it feels to you?
It is 100%. And when I compare it to how I used to be, I mean, I was raised, like most of us, probably chase the brass ring, make a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. And I always lived in fear. And I had a bunch of struggles in childhood and struggled with depression for decades and a lot of accompanying disasters that went with that. And I made a radical change late in life at age 52. But for the last 17 years, I have pursued a different path, and comparing who I am now and how I live my life minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, is so joyful and different. And, you know, it's funny because no matter what I'm doing, people ask me what I need. And my answer is really simple. I don't need anything. I am okay. And what miracle can we create? That's the first question I ask. What miracle can we create right here, right now for you? And I ask it in real life. That's what I mean.
I really love that. So tell us, you know, how can people find you? Your songs are on Spotify. Share with us how people can reach out to you and connect to your brilliance.
You know, it's funny. When you have a name like Kellen Flukiger, you can't hide. If you can spell my name right, you can find me, and I can't hide. LinkedIn, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Amazon, everywhere. Songs and books, and the books are on Amazon, and I'm on most socials. Certainly Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, and you know, I appear a lot. I do a lot of lives and talk about your ultimate life and how to create that and so forth. So if you want a URL, the best one to look at would be KellenFlukigerMedia.com. KellenFlukigerMedia.com is a page that has a bunch of stuff on it, books and podcasts and things that we're up to, and you can contact me there too. There's an email there on there. So that would be the best way. Kellen Flukiger Media.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kellen, for bringing your brilliance and helping people to reconsider that, recreating themselves every single day and how they can show up at peak performance. A really beautiful message. Thank you.
You bet. And your listeners, I just want to urge you, you know, this can be a message where you just hear a bunch of stuff, go, oh, yeah, that would be nice. Or you can actually decide to go experiment and try and see and get back to me or to our host and share what happens, because nothing's going to happen if you don't do something. And again, I want to honor you for the effort and energy it takes to put this together. So thank you.
Yes, and to the audience, these are the kinds of habits that are absolutely transformational. And even if you take a tiny bit of what was brought here today and implement that tiny bite-sized chunk and take your next tiny bit, or jump off the cliff, do 2.5 hours. That's up to you. You're unique. But what if you were to say, you know what? I'm going to change my morning. I'm going to change how I recreate myself every single day that so I can show up in peak performance. How would that change your life? I look forward to hearing your response to that. And I also look forward to you sharing this episode. And I will see you next week. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.